Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
Casting all local performers. Want to showcase your talent at the 17th Annual Craft Lake City DIY Festival, presented by Harmons. Here's your chance to perform in front of thousands of passionate, local-centric DIY Fest patrons while building your business and making connections in the vibrant Salt Lake City community. The application deadline is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, 11:59 p.m. Don't miss out. We're looking for talented performers who share their own original work. No covers, please. Apply now at craftlakecity.com/apply. We can't wait to hear what you've got. Let's make this year's festival unforgettable.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Yeah.
Darren Watts, I play bass guitar and backup vocals.
Matt Wiley, I play guitar, no backup vocals.
Nick, vocals.
Chris Garrido, I play the drums.
And we're Gracemaker.
We are Gracemaker.
Well, it started as kind of we were going to do this noisier punk project, very, very high energy band, and then it kind of swirled into this weird, noisy post metal punk with all these other influences. It's a very high energy band, very wild band. A lot of different genres piling on top of each other, which was the original intent.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I think we just wanted to be able to take it wherever creatively that it takes us without being stuck in a genre.
A lot of us have been around playing music for about a decade, if not more plus, and we all pull from different areas creatively. I have more of a punk background, but I also was raised on soul and funk music and doo-wop stuff. And so in some of our tracks, you do get to hear a lot of that finally coming out. Everybody has the whole cliche of like, well, I listen to everything. And it's like, literally that's the whole intention of this band is we just didn't want to fit anywhere and not have how everybody does the whole, you know, you have influences that sound like this and we sound like this. We didn't want that. We just wanted to make it whatever came naturally. And if it was a creative idea, like a silly idea, a creative idea, to just run with it. If it sucks, it sucks. If it's cool, we're probably going to do it a few times over. Yeah. So,
yeah, there's a lot of changes in our songs, which is cool, which I think pulls from like the different influences that we have, you know? So that's what I think is cool about it. Always changing cool grooves. So yeah. Be able to play with, you know, stellar musicians in the local scene was a cool opportunity. So it's like, let's do it and kind of threw it together. And this is what popped out. So,
us as musicians wanting to explore what we are capable of doing, Nick is saying, just diversify, paint a different picture with all, the different colors that we have, the you know, the arsenal that we have. I think we all like more energetic music. I mean, I do personally, but again, that all draws on, you know, what he was saying about our individual influences, which makes us a pretty individual band. It's really cool.
Yeah,
because I think we definitely all have different visions, different ideas that pull from our inspirations. But we all, I don't even listen to hardcore music really anymore.
Me neither. So it's foreign to me.
So it's exciting to me to be in a room with other people that are willing to explore these, you know, not traditional hardcore routes, you know, more melodic chord voicing, stuff like that. So,
and that was the thing. We were never trying to market this as a hardcore band, even though we are hardcore adjacent, quotes, if you will. But it's, I mean, we made the goal to push ourselves from the very beginning. We're like, all right, I want to try and do like stuff with, you know, synths. I want to try stuff with percussion. I want to try all these different silly ideas because we've just never done it. We don't know how to do it. So let's try and figure out how to do it. And, you know, the worst thing that can happen is you blow it. And and who cares? That's how you learn. That's how you progress. That's how you figure out. And that's what we're all trying to do, is progress as musicians and just be like, that's stupid as hell. Let's give it a shot. You know, just,
This version of the band with Chris has been, six months maybe.
Barely six months.
Yeah, it was just kind of, hey, we got a project going. You wanna come drum? And I was like, yeah. And it just, like I said, it happened, you know, fairly quick. So, yeah, this iteration's 6 months. So,
yeah, we had like a, we ended up agreeing to a show to play with some of our friends from, shout out to Ariska, from North Dakota and all over. They hit us up and they're like, hey, can you play a show? And we didn't even have a full set finished. So we pulled everything together.
Unfinished song.
Like
the day before we finished.
We're like, oh, the only thing we can do is just, you know, just try and pull it off as well as we can. And did the one show, and that was like, Chris had been in the band for about 2 months, three months. And then we just pulled together and played a show. Pulled it right out of our ass and hoped. And then, and so
it worked.
And everyone's chemistry is great, and we all feed off of each other, and it's been really awesome. And it's like, to see everything kind of progress over a year's time is a crazy thing, especially trying to get, you know, original music, because there's a lot of us that, you know, had joined bands that had already been established and, you know, already had stuff. We started everything from scratch. You know, it's all putting this together just over about a year's time, and like it's turned out great. So we've recently started doing this this very, very DIY way of pre-production, which will be just, you know, a SM58 microphone and a laptop with an interface, kind of like the interface that we're going off of right now, and on top of some TV trays, you know, a little mood lighting,
it's very rough. We don't know what we're doing.
So not really. Yes. But not really.
Yeah. But I mean, we then take that and we go into the studio and we track at a professional studio. But just demo stuff there, demo stuff at our houses as well, you know, just to kind of bounce some ideas off of each other and whatnot. So
going into this, I didn't want to, I think we all didn't want to be the band that writes things on the computer and then goes to the space and figures out how to play them.
The bedroom
we
studio.
We wanted.
Yeah.
To write them in the room in the moment, because I think there's something to be said about that when you're collaborating with people. So we would, generally how we do it, we get the idea in the room of how the song flows, how everything sounds. Then we go and we'll pre-pro it and we'll do a very shoddy recording of each part and track individually. But for the most part, all the creative ideas are done in the room. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, creatively, it's more like a rough draft. But when we go into the studio, it is... We're laying things down.
We've done it 100 times over, and then we'll, you know, have the original idea, and then we'll be like, well, what if we put this amp on it? What if we put this head on it? What if we did this dumb thing? And it's a constant swirl of it being like, this is silly. Do it.
Yeah. In pre-production, we messed, you know, like with a lot of tempos on songs, like, hey, right. we speed it up by this many BPMs and whatnot.
Or
so,
slow it down.
Or slow it down, but... yeah. Yeah, going into the studio, we would track individually.
Because I think Charm is one that kind of gives a good idea of the different directions that we've taken. I mean, because it does have hardcore elements, but it also does have pretty melodic elements. So I think it's a good representation of.
It was Grace the first Nature. Song we ever played too. Yeah. Like first time we jammed. I think I got like a quick snippet or demo of it, and I'm like, whoa, what am I doing?
So, yeah.
It's kind of where it all started, so I think it's kind of a cool idea. And like you said, it covers all. It's a good representation, I think, of the band. So
yeah. Well, and going off the weird note too, so the beginning of that song, it comes in very loud, a lot of yelling. We put a microphone in a trash can that we had left over from a 100 Gex show, and so we ended up starting off the song with me yelling into a trash can. An aluminum trash can as just this staple of how silly we're gonna make this band. And yeah. But yeah, it's the first track that we did, and yeah, it's a good representation of what we're going for, as far as like it's one of those roller coaster songs where it's like it's all crazy, then it softens out, then it goes back up again and goes out and then ends on a pretty note, and so yeah. I feel like that's a good interpretation. You are now listening to Charm by Gracemaker from our upcoming EP that is not titled.
Let's go!
So we have our new EP coming out. Charm, our single from the upcoming EP, is out right now. The rest of it will be coming out within the next coming months. And then on April 13th, we're playing at Kilby Court for our EP release with Nadezda and Swarmer.
You could go check out our music at gracemaker801.bandcamp.com. It's also streaming on Apple, Spotify, and all your usual listening platforms.
Sick.
Got the whole URL in there.
If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.